Bibles with you. We're turning to Acts chapter 7. Thank your sister Joy for playing for us. Acts chapter 7. Our reading is found in Acts chapter 7. And we will be breaking in at verse 55 of Acts chapter 7. And let us hear God's word, Acts chapter 7 and the first 55, and we'll be reading down to first 60, the end of chapter 7. Let us hear God's word. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing in the right hand of God. And said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing in the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Amen. We'll end the reading there at verse 60, knowing that the Lord will bless the public reading of his word. For his own name's sake, again, we'll bow briefly, seeking the Lord's face. Lord, our Heavenly Father, we ask of thee that thou wilt draw graciously near, that thou wilt help now in the proclamation of truth, that thou wilt help us in the time of prayer. Lord, we need thy help, for vain is the help of man. From whence cometh our help? Our help cometh from the Lord. Therefore we ask of thee that thou wilt draw graciously near now for the glory of thy precious name. For it's in Christ's precious name we ask it, and for thy glory alone. Amen. Amen. Throughout church history, the believer, the true child of God, has faced many trials and tribulations. There were the persecutions under the Roman Emperor Nero. Christians were sewed in skins of wild beasts and tossed to the dogs. Others were dressed in shirts full of wax and fixed to the trees in Nero's garden and used and set on fire as human torches in order to light up Nero's garden. Then there were the persecutions under Domitian. Historians stated that he was like another Nero. He accused Christians of Judaism and called them atheists because of their refusal to worship Rome. Then there was the persecutions under Trajan. He hated the very title Christian and meditated upon its destruction. Under such persecutions, Ignatius, Bishop of Antioch's mind was fixed on martyrdom. His motto was, the nearer the sword, the nearer God. Prior to being tossed to the wild beasts in the Colosseum of that day, he said, I am God's grain, and I am going to be ground by the teeth of wild beasts, that I may be found by pure bread. And so now we come, as a way of title, Stephen the Christian Martyr. Stephen the Christian Martyr. The passage, or rather these verses that we have read from Acts chapter 7, we have read together here tonight, we read of a man named Stephen. Stephen was one of the seven men chosen to the office of a deacon, placed in the oversight of the early church. He was chosen to this office, of course, by divine appointment. A man of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, a man full of faith and power. Yet it was soon known that God had marked out Stephen for a greater role than that of a deacon, because he would become the first martyr of the early church. Not the first of the church, because we understand that Abel was martyred in Genesis chapter 4, for he spoke in defense of the truth, and Cain took occasion to slew him. And so here we find the deacons had been placed in the early church in order to distribute food to the widows and to the poor, so that the apostles could focus in their call of duty, preaching and praying, or rather, praying and preaching. Yet we find this man, Stephen, certainly taking on this role. And so, with God's help and the time afforded to us, I want us to look at three brief and simple points as the Lord leads before we get down to prayer. Firstly, Stephen is continually in prayer. Acts 6:4. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. You see, though this statement came from the lips of the apostles as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, yet we find that there was a man named Stephen in the congregation, and I believe that he did not only hear these words, but he did most certainly heed them. For we see throughout his life, he was continually in prayer and the ministry of the word. Though Stephen was not a preacher by office, he certainly was given the gifts. He preached the truth of the gospel. Many of the Jews would rise up in opposition to what he preached. If you turn back to Acts 6, the previous chapter, we find in verse 8 to 10, we find these words. And Stephen, Acts chapter 6, verse 8 to 10, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines and Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. We find him preaching to the religious of his day, the Libertines and Cyrenians and Alexandrians. But listen what it says, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. He's continually in prayer and preaching. His preaching was successful. And friends, the point is when prayer is behind the preaching, then the preaching will be successful. They were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. And the point is, as I've said, when prayer is behind the preaching, then the preaching will be successful. As William Burgett said, it is God that sets the word on work, but it is prayer that seeks, or rather sets, God on work. It is by prayer and preaching that God's kingdom is advanced. The methods don't change. These are the means God has ordained, praying and preaching. And therefore, let us pray for the Sunday services, Let us pray for the morning service, the afternoon service, that the preaching would be bathed in prayer. Pray that those in the surrounding areas, the people of this very town, Lough, that they would be brought in to the Sunday services. Pray to that end that they would come into the services in order to hear words whereby they can be saved. Because Hebrews 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Notice also that this man, Stephen, he's continually in prayer even unto death. Verse 59 of Acts 7, we read the following, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Secondly, note with me that Stephen's Christ-like prayer. Stephen's Christ-like prayer. Verse 60, and he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Stephen, well, he knelt down, which was an expression of his humility in prayer. Stephen asked pardon for his enemies, in their ignorance that they may be forgiven. He's found in Christ-like prayer, praying for those who are responsible for his martyrdom, praying for his enemies, just as Christ had prayed and cried to the Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And so we find Stephen in Christ-like prayer. What does it say in Matthew 5:44? It says, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Christ himself was so treated. And therefore, well, we have opportunity of showing our conformity both to the precept and to the example of Christ by praying for those who thus abuse us. And so we must pray that God will forgive them, that they may never face or fare the worse for anything that they have done against us, and that he would make them to be at peace with us. Oh, for prayer like this. Oh, for prayer like this. Like this man, Stephen, because it's Christ-like. He cries, lay not this sin to their charge. Oh, for prayer like this. This is what I desire. This is what I desire. Lord, teach us how to pray. If that's all we cry tonight, well, it'll be worthwhile. Lord, teach us how to pray. He's found in Christ-like prayer, and therefore, well, he's found continually in prayer and the ministry of the word. Thirdly, there is Stephen's circumstances in prayer. His circumstances in prayer. Verse 57 of Acts 7. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord. Much were the circumstances around Stephen. Much were the circumstances around Stephen. And let me tell you something. These people were not coming up to shake his hand. They weren't coming up to shake his hand. They cried at him. They ran at him. They stoned him. And in spite of all the circumstances, he's not moved. He's not distracted at all. Yet he was found looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Verse 55 to verse 56, being full of the Holy Ghost, he looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. You see, he was fixed on the mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. That heaven was opened. That heaven was opened. His prayer was answered. His prayer was answered. That prayer he uttered, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. His prayer was answered because, well, a young man whose name was Saul, he was later on converted in the Damascus Road. As we saw briefly on Tuesday night, the one who ordered his death. As we saw briefly on Tuesday night, that he became a humbler follower of Jesus Christ, that he was transformed. He became a humbler follower of Christ. And from that moment, Paul became an outstanding servant of Christ. You see, Stephen never lived to see Saul's conversion. He never lived to see Saul's conversion to Christ. But his prayer was still answered. His prayer was still answered. And he's in heaven with him now. And he's in heaven with him now. And the point is, we may experience likewise. We as the people of God, we may experience likewise. Praying for certain individuals. We might not see them save this side of eternity. But it doesn't mean to say we won't receive the answer. Stephen's prayer was answered. But he didn't live to see Saul's conversion. Because Stephen's prayer was, lay not this sin to their charge. And later on is recorded, Saul receiving the forgiveness of sins. Such were the circumstances around Stephen. Those running at him, those stoning him. And yet he's unmoved. And friend, don't you worry about the circumstances around you. Perhaps at times you feel it a difficulty praying in the public prayer meeting. Intimidated perhaps by those around you. But the point is, don't you consider the circumstances around you, because you're not praying to those around you. You're praying, listen, you're praying unto the Lord. You're not praying to those around you, listen, call unto me. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We're not praying to those around us, but unto Christ our prophet, priest and king. Stephen's not only continually in prayer unto death, but also in the ministry of the word. For he preached, "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." He's found preaching the same message. The same message that John the Baptist preached. Behold. Behold. Behold who? The Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. He says, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing in the right hand of God." And you see his preaching. Those that were running at him, they shut their ears. They didn't want to hear the message. They didn't want to hear the message. You see, the message doesn't change. And neither does the methods. It's still praying and preaching. And the message is still the same. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. The message doesn't change, and neither does the methods. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Stephen didn't only hear those words that day, but he did certainly heed them, as is clearly recorded for us throughout his life. He was continually in prayer and the ministry of the word. May we do likewise. May we do likewise. For where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there's no public declaration of truth, the people perish. Where there's no preaching, the people perish. Therefore, let us pray over preaching, and that God will be pleased to do a work by the means he has ordained. Let us bow before the Lord and seek his face.